It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Still to come this morning, the news with Courtney at 7:45, and that includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and an unfortunate breathing on the food incident, which led to sibling-on-sibling violence in the Anything Goes state. So that's coming up, but right now, we should get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to begin this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, I believe it is only appropriate we begin with former head coach of the New England Patriots for almost a quarter century. That would be one Bill Belichick was on his normal appearance on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. And he was actually this week, Curtis, he was actually asked about the New England Patriots, the game against the Chicago Bears. Here is what Bill said about Drake May and the Patriots.
Yeah, well, I think he's done a good job when he's been able to scramble and run around, made some plays on play action where they can separate the defense, because the running game, when Stevenson can get it going, is, draw some of the coverage and the linebackers up and so forth. But to me, the bigger thing is just where the Bears are. I mean, they can't protect. They can't move the ball. They can't score any points. Jacksonville, same situation. I mean, you have several of these teams that just, we talked about this at the beginning of the year, Pat, in Chicago. You know, they have this all-star quarterback, these all-star receivers, the greatest skill players in the history of football. And the offensive line's a problem. They can't run the ball. They can't protect. Swift is doing all he can, but, it's just, hard.
Well, no surprise there. He believes it was more of a Chicago loss than a Patriots win. And if Boomer was right yesterday, he's not going to either Chicago or to Jacksonville, Bill Belichick.
Yeah. But that was part of the conversation where we had a little bit was it that the Bears were that bad? I think we even had it with Rich Keefe in the crossover. When you start to look at it, the real test isn't going to come until they go to Arizona or the following week at Buffalo. If they're able to beat one of those teams, I think then they'll get the credit. Because even if they beat the Rams next week, people are going to be like, it's the Rams. They stink. And then Miami and then the Colts. No one's going to give them credit until they actually beat.
Well, I give them credit for beating the Bears. I mean, they beat them soundly on the road. I understand that the offensive line was, and they had an injury there at the very, near the very beginning of the game. That's at least as talented a roster as you have.
They're
more talented than you.
They are. And so I understand that they have the dysfunction going on, whether it's DJ Moore or whatever. But you also, that's a team that got the number one pick in the draft. So I like.
How many games have the Patriots won where they've been favored?
Zero.
So they've beaten better teams three times.
Correct.
When I grew up, that was coaching. Yeah. No?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, whatever Bill says is not really that relevant. He'll be in the league next year, but it does not reflect him in a positive light. I would just say that.
Well, but I guess the only point that I'm making is we've seen this before. Until they beat right, a good football team, there are always going to be excuses on why they won that game for the other team.
That's so silly, though, because going into this season, like Greg brings up the dysfunction for this Bears team. Right. Yeah, that is one thing, but there was so hopes were so high for the Bears going into the season. So people should just give the Patriots credit.
But they don't. Like in week one, it was like, well, it was Cincinnati, Joe Burrow.
They looked past them because they had the Chiefs next week.
Joe Burrow didn't really practice, but it was this, that, and the other. Then when they beat the Jets, it's like,
Aaron Rodgers is old.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is old. They stink.
They made the wrong decision in the coaching change.
Then when they beat the Bears, it wasn't the Bears. You know, they kind of been stumbling a little bit.
And then watch, they'll beat the Bills in week 18, but they'll be like, nah, the Bills weren't playing for anything. They had the 2 seed locked up.
But if they beat the Bills, they play them like 2 weeks before
week
that.
16 and week 18.
Yeah, 16. If they beat the Cardinals in 15 in Arizona, then I think people think Arizona's a good football team.
They're awesome.
If they win 5 games, then Bill should be asked why they had a better record this year with Mayo than they did last year with you. And they easily could win 5 games.
Well, they could go on, what's this, 1, 2, 3, a 3-game winning streak.
Three winnable games coming up here.
Yeah. Right.
All right, what's next?
Next, let's pivot to a team that is another team that's in a bit of mayhem here, just like the Bears. That'd be the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe a potential landing spot for Bill Belichick, who knows? Well, Micah Parsons has made his feelings on Mike McCarthy very well known. Here was Micah Parsons after that game Sunday that started making the rounds yesterday.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. All coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Oof. That's a little awkward this morning when you walk into the facility.
What?
I don't know anything about Mike McCarthy's work ethic. I know the result on the field is not great. So,
Wiggy, did you ever have a coach that was in a walk year?
I don't think so, but I have to.
Well, you were in one.
Yeah, and every year was a walk year.
In Brockton.
Oh, yeah. That was true. But that was more
that union. Was more the union.
Yeah, that was more the union.
Yeah.
If I was a union man, I'd still be coaching right now. But unfortunately, I'm not.
Is it true that your sweatshirt had scab on the side?
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Because there was no strike going on.
Oh, good.
I love Jerry Jones losing it again yesterday because of the sunlight in the eyes of his receivers in his beautiful billion-dollar stadium. I love it.
Do you want to know the worst part, too? They have, like, curtains for those windows that they use for other events that aren't
I know, but, I mean,
And he acts like yeah, we knew that where the sun would be at the beginning of the season. That's something people have known for thousands of years. You know where the sun's going to be. There's a scientist that can tell you where the sun's going to be on June 12th, 2082.
Yeah, they should have built that.
That long.
If they do have curtains, bring them down or something like that, because that's the hottest thing to catch is a sun ball.
Also, why are you building a $1 billion stadium so that there's sun directly in the end zone?
Not asking this to be annoying, but what my guess is, if Bill or, you know, a good coach was in Dallas, couldn't they open and close it depending on when they were on defense? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, they probably have to either have it open at the beginning, like kind of what the Texans do with the retractable roof. You either got to open it pregame.
But maybe there's not a rule specifically stating what you do with the, you know.
So, like, in between quarters?
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, Curtis, they also knew where this was going to be. They could have, you know, during the coin toss, picked the sides so that they weren't going into the sun.
Right. Well, I think Jerry has that. I think he would have a easy line to whoever controls the curtains to say, hey, shut the curtains because we're going in this direction. But
if the two of them can put up with each other, meaning Jerry Jones and Bill Belichick, that seems like the most likely landing spot for him.
Greg, Jerry is too much like Robert. He doesn't spend like you think. They really don't. That roster is not great.
Well, this year, Curtis alone, he gave Dak a new deal. He gave CeeDee Lamb a new deal.
Right, that's re-signing players. And free agency, they don't. I mean, I'll get their cash spending this year, but it's never near the top.
But the problem is they don't have to spend because Jerry Jones, give him credit, he does a good job of finding guys in the draft that turn out to be good that he re-signs.
Outside of this year, the roster stinks.
Well, no.
Outside of the top three guys, that roster is bad.
What's
it's
the
Dak, CD, Micah Parsons, and the rest of that roster?
Yeah, but the Diggs kid's pretty good.
He's okay.
The linebacker, who's the linebacker that they have?
Overshawn?
What the hell's his name?
Oh, Van Der Esch? I don't know that he's playing anymore.
No. Did he get hurt?
Van Der Esch? Didn't he retire before the season started?
No, but I'm just saying that they do a good job of getting guys.
Wiggy, the roster stinks. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
When have we
ever... The offensive line is bad.
Stop it, Shine. When have we ever talked about the Dallas Cowboys not having a good roster?
Right now, this season, in particular.
But before the season, we talked about how good their roster was. And their O-line was pretty good last year. And they only lost the kid, what's his name, Trayvon Smith. We've never talked...
Tyron Smith, excuse me.
We've never talked about the Dallas Cowboys not having a good roster. We've never
They also
done
lost their starting center and right, but their
shine,
starting
shine.
Right tackle, I believe.
Our boy would say, Mayo, you capping, because we've never talked.
I'm surely not.
No.
I've been saying this all year that the Dallas roster stinks.
The beginning of the season, everybody talked about the Dallas Cowboys, right? Myself included. They have talent on that roster.
Courtney, remind me, weren't we going at Wiggy about Dak Prescott versus Brock Purdy?
Yes, you and I were, but I think Wiggy's right. Majority of people were talking about the Dallas Cowboys in a glowing light.
Yeah.
The Cowboys have won 1, 2, 3 playoff games since 1995.
Right.
They need Bill.
I mean,
but the Cowboys.
They're not getting him.
But the Cowboys, when you think about the Cowboys,
they're America's team.
When you look at them, they are
$10 billion valuation.
They are America's team. But every year they have talent, and when we criticize them, we're always criticizing some of the plays, but it's always the coach, whether it was Jason Garrett we criticized for all those years, Mike McCarthy. So if you're Bill and you're going to an organization like that, you have one of the best receivers in the league. You have arguably one of the best defensive players in the National Football League in Micah Parsons. You have a top 10 quarterback, whether you like him or dislike him. So for you to say that this team doesn't have talent, that's just, come on, man.
All right, anything else, Sean?
I had one more for you here if you'd like it. So on Sunday, we watched as Deebo Samuel shoved the long snapper. There was a bit of a feud on the sideline. Richard Sherman has decided to weigh in, beacon of morality here. Here is Richard Sherman talking about that interaction between Deebo and the long snapper and the kicker.
And people, have some sympathy for you. You miss one kick, you're like, hey, the rust. Then you miss two kicks, you're like, all right, now. And then the third kick, you start to have a lot of questions, and you start to see a frustration from both players and fans. And when Deebo Samuel goes up to him and says, lock in, and apparently that's what he said, that's what Tabor Pepper said he said, you don't defend him from that. You don't get to defend him from accountability from the team. If I give up a touchdown pass and one of my fellow teammates come on like, hey, come on now, lock in now. Somebody's not going to come in and save me. You got to be tough. This is the National Football League. You make a mistake, you are held accountable.
He ain't lying.
Okay.
He ain't lying. You better lock in. You got a job to do. Lock in.
Well, is Deebo locked in every second of every single play of his entire career?
I mean, the dude played with pneumonia, I'd say yeah.
Yeah, and if Deebo made dropped a big touchdown pass in the game, I'm guaranteeing you there'd be like a Nick Bosa or a Fred Warren would walk up to him and say, hey, Deebo, you got to lock in him. Man, we're going to need you.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the beast.
All right. Well, that is they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now. brought to you by Shaw's. Monday Night Football saw the Dolphins take down the Rams in L.A. Final score 23-15. Tua completed 20 of 28 passes for 207 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The Celtics have the Hawks in town tonight, and Jason Tatum's ankle injury may be a bit worse than we expected.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is not good.
That's on Giannis, by the way.
Yes. Yep. He's listed as questionable for this evening. Do you think? I don't think he plays.
No, I wouldn't play him. Not against the Hawks. Jaylen Brown's
is good.
Yeah, so I would say, all right, you sit for...
Hold him out to that Cleveland game if you need to.
Sit him for a couple of games.
Another big night for my guy, P. Pritch.
There you go.
Step Lock up, in P. those P-pitch props, Courtney.
Lock in, P.
Shime, unfortunately, I will not be taking any of your bets today.
I'm saying is P-Pritch has dominated this year. So.
Greg, can you be honest?
It's a great prop.
Yes, Curtis.
Do you shoot hoops by yourself near Echelon in hopes that Peyton Pritchard will come over and play one-on-one one day?
Yes. Because I feel like I could have an edge just based on boxing out alone. Like, I feel like I would always be able to box P. Pritch out. He's a tiny little fella.
Did you hear what Drew Holiday said about him?
No.
He said there's a drill that they do in practice where the goal of the drill is try to defend P. Pritch full court and nobody can do it.
Really?
Yes. He said he's the hottest guy to defend, like, picking up full court. So...
Al Horford and Jaden Springer are also questionable for this one. And the Bruins are on the road to take on the Blues in St. Louis tonight. Puck drop is at 8. And in honor of Veterans Day, Shaw's and Star Market are offering those who served a 10% discount on shopping orders to customers who show a valid military ID at checkout from November 8th through November 14th. Restrictions apply. See store for details. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is 47 degrees and sunny. Afternoon high, windy 55. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Tie Tuesday. That means that Ty Law will join us at around 9 this morning. Tomorrow, Celtics Wednesday with Mego at 9. Questions about Jason Tatum and the condition of his ankle. And he is not going to play tonight, but I don't think they need him.
No.
Tonight, at least. So, and then Thursday, Bruins Thursday. Now you have an issue with Shime.
Yeah, Shime wrong again.
Wrong again.
When it comes to the Dallas Cowboys don't have talent.
They don't.
This was the beginning of this season when it came out. There was top 100 players. The San Francisco 49ers had 9 players crack top 100.
Okay.
After the 49ers, the Chiefs, Lions, and Ravens, all very good teams, had 7 players top the top 100. And after that, the Dallas Cowboys had 6 players
in the top 100.
In the top 100.
Wiggy, who votes in the top 100?
And in the top 100.
Other players.
With the Cowboys. These were the teams with 6 players with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Now you tell me if these are good teams with good rosters. The Eagles and the Texans.
Yes.
Right. So for Shime to sit here and say the Cowboys don't have talent.
Wiggy, could you even name the 6 guys? Could you even name the 6 guys who are in the top 100 without looking at the list? Could you even name them?
Dak,
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
Micah Parsons.
Those are the 3.
Micah Parsons. The Tyler Kidd, the offensive lineman.
Which one? There's 2 Tylers on the offensive line.
The Zach Martin and the Tyler, the offensive guard. I forget his
Tyler
last
Smith.
Name. Yeah. That's 5, and I'm drawing a blank, but I would probably say it's Trayvon Diggs.
So 2 guards, a corner who does nothing but get interceptions and then get burned deep, and then 3 actually good players.
You asked the question and he answered.
Yes.
I know. I'm responding.
Right, but you said that the Cowboys didn't have talent.
Right.
They had 6.
They don't. After those guys, the rest of the team stinks, Wiggy.
But that's
did you feel that way going into the season, though, Shime?
Yes, the 2 tackles were bad. It was a new center. They had no receivers after CeeDee Lamb. Like, they have 0. They literally have 0 running backs. Their starting running back's name is Rico Dowdle.
You have 1 team. You have 3 teams that are ahead of them with 7 guys. Baltimore, Kansas City, and who's the other team that I said? I'm sorry that I'm drawing a blank. Baltimore, Kansas City, and the Lions. So had 7 players.
Yeah.
Dallas had six. So for us to sit here, or for Scheim to sit here and be like, they don't have talent?
Well, I think most everybody was suggesting that this was the year that Dak really needed to show up and make a significant run playoff-wise.
Right. And they're not even going to make it to the playoffs.
Correct.
Even if he played the whole season.
Okay, but Wiggy is saying that's not on the talent on the roster. That's on coaching.
Hold on. Isn't the quarterback part of the talent on the roster?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's unable to lead this team to wins. So, the roster is bad.
Okay, but
yeah,
so you're saying, Wiggy said earlier, Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback.
He's not.
You would
overrated.
Yeah, but that's like the argument that we make to defend Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has a great regular season, and Scheim always defends him as well as I do. Where
yeah,
in the
wins 70%
right,
of his games.
But he don't win in the playoffs.
Okay.
So,
I don't disagree.
Dak is talented. He just hasn't been able to crack that and win in the postseason.
Would you say Dak and Lamar Jackson are the same talent?
No.
Not even close.
So what are we doing here?
No, but is Dak not considered a top 10 quarterback?
No.
In today's game?
Yes. Is Lamar Jackson 3-6?
No. No. Was he having a bad year before?
An awful year.
Yes. But is he still considered a top 10 quarterback?
No.
Scheim, stop it. Stop it.
All right, I'm going to put
a pin. Name nine guys that you would take over. No, I don't even want to get there because that's fraudulent.
I'm going to put a pin in this one because people were angry with me yesterday. I'm just going to lean into my villain era because I brought up the fact that the Pats could be a playoff team. And
did you take a lot of abuse for that yesterday?
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And the abuse has already started this morning, so why not just continue it? I am totally riding with the Pats.
All right.
The more and more I look at it, the more and more I'm confident that they could be a playoff team.
Well, you need some help in the division, certainly.
Yes, but look at the remainder of their schedule. Rams, after watching last night, win. Dolphins, after watching last night and after seeing the way in which the Patriots played them the first time around, and that was with Jacoby Brissett, so now you put Drake May there, win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Colts, win.
Yeah.
Cardinals, people are going to say, nope, that's a loss. Well, the last two wins for the Cardinals was the Bears and Jets. Same.
Yeah.
Win. Bills, I'll give that first one a loss.
Yeah.
Chargers win. Bills, second one, I am saying that's going to be a win because the Bills will not need that game.
Mm. So they're going to finish 9-8?
Yep.
Mm.
And I don't care. You want to say, oh, I'm getting too high on myself because they got a win over the Bears. Oh, the Bears that everybody was talking about going into the season. Yeah, I think that's a really good win. I'm going all in on this.
All right. 9 wins will probably get you in this year.
Yes.
9 wins will probably sneak in at the 7 seed.
Yep. All in.
Boy, I don't know.
Because you look at that schedule. Tell me who you would pencil in a complete loss, a guaranteed loss.
But you are suggesting that this is and a lot of people are riding with you,
mm-hmm.
that this is a different football team. So that this month, or the last month, this team has been, the last 4 weeks, this has been a different football team.
Thanks to Drake May and the leadership and his play on the field. But also, I'll buy what Keon White's selling. The fact that this is a young defense, it took mm-hmm. them a really long time. There were so many injuries. And what we're seeing now is them figuring it out. So
6-1, if they go 6-1, pencil in Gerard Mayo coach of the year if they can make the playoffs.
Yeah.
If they can do what you're saying, that because they'd have to go 6-1 for ultimately for this to happen. That would pretty much, you would lock Mayo in as coach of the year.
Yeah.
That would be impressive.
You win 9 games on a schedule that you weren't favored in any of them?
Yeah. That is impressive.
Yeah. I just...
Woo!
Because look, go through them.
Right.
Rams, we think the Patriots could win that.
I think I'm all for you, Courtney. I hope they go 9-8. I watched that game last night, and I fear the Rams on Sunday. Right. I feel like they're really talented.
They didn't even score a touchdown.
Right. I just look at that offense, and I say... I don't know. I feel like Stafford will have a good game against the Patriots.
They just took a beating, and it's a short week for them, and they have to travel across the country.
I think hope you're right.
See, the only problem I have with this, Courtney, is, yes, they could beat the Rams, but the Rams could easily beat them. Like, that's the only...
They're 5-point underdogs at home.
Four and a half now.
That's the only difference in your argument. Because usually you'd be like,
down a point from yesterday.
You look at a team where you go, okay, that's a win, that's a win, that's a win.
This team also struggles in Miami. Like, that's... And maybe that has all changed. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Tua's back.
It's been...
What about curfew? If that was an issue in London.
I think he solved that problem.
Okay. But
nothing happened in Smashville, so...
I'm looking at it right here. 5-point underdogs at home.
Well, I could
ESPN
see,
bet.
I could agree with you on the next three games that all you could win those games. They're not easy wins for you, but you can walk away. The issue that I have is going to be whatever that is, week 15 and 16, back-to-back weeks. You're on the road in Arizona, and then you're on the road in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And those
I have that Bills, that game as a loss.
But you have the
Cardinals, I think that they could win that one.
All right. Well, if they can pull that one off.
That's a hearty task.
Yes.
There.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Toughest, arguably the toughest division in football.
Meh. Arizona, though. I mean, talk about lame fans. Right. You want to talk about L.A.? But Cardinals fans are lame, too.
They got a good football team, though. Yeah.
Do they have a lot of influencers there, though? They do, really, in Arizona?
Oh, my God.
Really?
The U of A? Really? I mean, your boy used to go there.
I guess when I think of influencers.
Those gals are attractive.
I'm not even looking at Greg. I'm frowning.
All right, Courtney, 6-1.
Yep.
Could it be done?
Ride it.
I mean, it's like Greg's 82-0. Anything is possible.
It's on the table. 6-1 is on the table.
6-1 is on the table.
With Greg, it's the only thing still on the table.
6-1 is definitely on the table.
Well, Curtis, I had a delicious salmon bowl last night for dinner. So please, I'm working on it.
What'd you have for dessert?
No dessert last night. Okay. No Van Leeuwen.
Well, good for you.
I'm limiting Van Leeuwen to once a month.
I think I saw Trainer Dan at the M Street Park yesterday. But
oh,
it was
you did?
Too far away to say hi. I just didn't. Yeah. It was packed with all the dads that work during the day, usually.
Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving's always an issue. I'm going to have to lay off. That's my favorite holiday when it comes to food.
Right. But we'll, so
no,
gear
that's
up
a
now.
Cheat day.
No, gear up now. Like, really full. When's the 5K?
December 7th is the Jingle All the Way 5K. Please join us. I think Courtney's walking, right?
I actually do not believe I will be there this year for it.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, I broke the news to your son the other day.
Oh,
but yeah.
Okay. Well, I will be running probably with Bobes. Mm-hmm. I do walk occasionally, but I'm trying to beat my 39-minute time of last year this year.
That's not really a bad time.
It is.
For somebody, though, that talks about how little they like to run.
I hate running.
And you know, you battle injuries at your age.
I can't stand the hardos who say they love running. Nobody loves running. Yeah. Like, please stop. Lying to us. Nobody likes it.
Like the runner's high?
It's the worst thing. Please stop. Like, acting
some
like
some people
you love
do. Did you see the two Americans that just ran? I don't know if this is in the news, so I don't want to say it. In Antarctica.
It's not in the news.
Two Americans just went on a 100-mile run in Antarctica to set a world record.
Really?
Like, so.
At once, 100 miles?
Yeah. So you got to enjoy those. And you got to enjoy running. I come down Sterile Drive every morning at, 4:15 or whatever it is. And there are people out running. Like, people who do that, they must enjoy running.
I know a girl who does that. She went to Alaska for the Alaska Marathon, where you have to take a cruise ship. And you run on ice for the entire marathon in a circle. And they have people that are making sure, like, polar bears aren't coming after you. It sounds so miserable and so cold. And she loved it.
Greg, Ken and Curtis will be live from the Jingle All the Way.
Yes.
And if we can figure out the technology, I would love to have you with an AirPod like Johnny Egan, and that you run the race, and then we can pot you up just to see how we just put your breathing in the background.
I would love it.
Oh, like the thing they do in baseball where they mic the guy
out. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Mookie Betts.
If you, and I am one of these people, if you love Christmas, you will love this event.
Yeah.
It's everybody dresses up. You've got Santas and Mrs. Clauses and Ms. Clauses.
And Ken will be there, so Scrooge.
And elves, and it's...
Tons of food.
We take over the seaport. There's a huge party with a DJ afterwards. This year, I think Sweathouse is bringing cold plunges, remote cold plunges on the scene.
Yep.
For if you're brave and bold and you want a cold plunge.
And you did a little tease of the merch on your Instagram story yesterday.
I'm almost done with the merch.
It is.
This may be the single greatest merch item that has ever been created, this year's Jingle All the Way hoodie. So, but yeah, go to thegreghillfoundation.org and sign up and join us for the, I don't know what it is, probably the, maybe it might even be the 10th annual Jingle All the Way 5K. So.
What date is that again? I want to write it down.
December 7th.
Perfect. Thank you.
It is Saturday, December 7th.
Train hard for you.
Time. What happened on December 6th?
Is that D-Day?
No.
I'm.
No,
oh, no, it was Pearl Harbor.
It was a day that would live in infamy, except in your case.
Right.
I don't know. I don't. I told you I don't like history. What do you want?
Pearl Harbor. Right. I don't like history.
Was it Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
All
okay.
Right.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that information.
Thank you for your service.
Strong 16 days before Thanksgiving, what you're running. And then after that, you got to go strong again. Don't want to hurt anything.
I also make sure that you are eating enough the day before. Like, you need to have a pasta dinner, carb up the night before.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't like pasta, but I'll give it a try. All right.
Wow. Well, that's a shock.
We are going to take a break. We will get to today's news with Courtney coming up next.
It's time for...
She's spoken at lunch with two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
The news.
She was spotted during trial at expensive restaurants, dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I've made an error.
On WEEI.
Shime, I don't know if I can give you an alley-oop here, but...
Oh, please do.
History Hardo might have gave us some wrong information.
Yes, me up to...
Who's the History Hardo?
Well, Curtis. I mean, he's our history guy. Oh. History and weather guy. We go to him.
I was going to say, I should be dumbest of the day. What? Idiot. I was off by a day.
Yeah, tried to set me up to dump on me, and that gets the date wrong on Pearl Harbor Day.
Well, I mean, it was by a day. You thought it was D-Day, but we'll just get into the... I'll ask Wiggy, who attacked us at Pearl Harbor?
So to correct the record...
Yes.
December 7th.
Is a day that we'll live in infamy.
1941. Right. Is a day that will live in infamy.
Not December 6th with Curtis.
The hand that held the dagger has stuck it in the back of its neighbor.
Hey, Wiggy, who attacked us?
And who knows?
Wiggy, who attacked us?
Who knows how much of the...
Wiggy, who attacked us?
Japan.
Yes!
Who knows how much of the history... From the History Hotel that has been wrong.
The man who loves dates just getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you saying we should go back and correct the record?
I mean, if there's somebody that can...
Fact checkers.
Yeah, we need fact checkers. See, that's the problem with history, is that sometimes the people we turn to the most to give us that information, they're giving us the wrong info.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well,
we can go back to something earlier, but I don't want to revisit. Carry on.
Let's get to the news if we could.
School remains closed today because of a teacher strike in Gloucester, Beverly, and Marblehead. The three unions spoke together last night at a hearing. Teachers in all three communities walked off the job last week demanding higher pay and better benefits. I feel like this happens once a year at least when it comes to teachers. Uh-huh. Teachers do not get paid enough, but here's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga on BZ.
To meet their proposal would mean either a tax override, resulting in a permanent increase to taxes, or cuts to services for our taxpayers and residents.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there, I guess.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you get a few extra days off in advance of the day or two that you get for Thanksgiving. Do you still get... the kids still get the Friday after Thanksgiving off?
I think so.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. And two planes were struck by gunfire in Haiti, causing U.S.-based airlines to halt flying in and out. A Spirit Airlines plane was struck, resulting in a flight attendant suffering minor injuries. But then a JetBlue plane landed in New York with no issues, but a post-flight inspection found that the plane's exterior had been hit.
Doesn't the gunfire usually happen inside the Spirit airliner?
Yes.
Okay.
Usually.
So this is outside. They were trying to land in Haiti, and there were gangs that were shooting at the planes.
Yes, okay. The Spirit Airlines one, it did land safely after it diverted, but the JetBlue one was taking off from Haiti going to New York, and they found bullet holes in the exterior. We can hear from David, who was on the Spirit Airlines flight that was struck.
I heard clock, 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 you know, three times. A couple of us in the plane, we recognized the noise as being gunshot.
Jeez.
Really scary. I mean, JetBlue, it's so bad. JetBlue suspended flights in and out of Haiti through December 2nd.
Just lighting up planes that are landing and taking off in Haiti?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Congressman Seth Moulton is defending his controversial remarks that he made about transgender athletes in the wake of the presidential election. He told the New York Times after Trump's win that Democrats are spending way too much time trying not to offend anyone. We have a little bit more of what he had to say.
Yes, I stand by them. Because importantly, I'm just trying to raise a debate. I'm not saying I have all the answers on this. It's not my area of expertise. But this is an example of a contentious issue that we have to be willing to take on as a Democratic Party. One, we got to start winning elections, and we're losing on issues like this. And two, if we don't actually define the terms of the debate, then Trump and the extremist Republicans will define it for all the rest of us. It's a whole variety of issues where Democrats are clearly just out of touch with most of America. And I think that's because we do too much preaching and not enough listening.
Mm. Well, he's being dragged by some of his constituents for essentially saying that this particular issue was important to him because of his daughters and the sports they played, and the concern that he had when it came to those who were playing sports with them.
Like,
so,
an unfair competition?
Yeah.
Advantage, yeah.
And I think he makes a good point about when it comes to that party, trying to figure out what they are and what they really want to be going forward. So it'll be interesting to see. But he certainly is entitled to an opinion, I think.
Yes,
right.
I don't know that he ought to. There's some in his party who want him to resign for saying that. And I mean, I.
Some people work for him have resigned.
Really?
In his office, yeah.
Jeez.
But yeah. I will say this. Like, I feel like whenever a side loses, people think it's that party's never going to win again. Like, it's not that long ago that people were saying that the Republicans will never win another election, that Donald Trump ruined the Republican Party. And now it's like everybody has to shift. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, after each party loses, everybody thinks that it's worse than it really is.
I give him credit for having the balls to say it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean.
Pun intended.
Right.
But, I mean, at least he's saying how he feels.
Right.
And
more people should do that when it
should happen on both sides of the aisle.
Right.
Sides of the aisle.
And if he does it in a respectful way.
And he did. He was talking about his two daughters.
Right. Like, more people should do that. And but nowadays, you know how people are. People are super sensitive. They want to cancel everybody for just giving their opinion. Just because I don't agree with you, I don't want to see you get canceled or fired.
And Fox will not discipline Michael Strahan for not putting his hand over his heart in Sunday's special Fox NFL broadcast.
Yeah.
This was honoring Veterans Day from the Naval Base in San Diego. Folks took to social media outraged, saying that it was disrespectful. He was standing. He just didn't have his hand over his heart.
Right.
Strahan was on social media posting a tribute to his dad, Major Gene W. Strahan Sr., writing, "Thank you to all the veterans and active service members who courageously risk their lives to protect us every day. Your selfless service is beyond measure. This is my hero. It is also my father, Major Gene W. Strahan Sr."
Can we all agree to have network executives not listen to idiots on social media?
Well, like, I'm glad they're not.
No, but like, in general, the fact that this is even a story, like, Michael Strahan is standing for the national anthem. In what world is that offensive?
Well, you know who I blame? I blame Jimmy Johnson, Gronk. Who's the other guy? Is it Jim Brown?
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw. They should have gave him the memo, like, hey, we're putting our hands over our...
Well, I mean,
he was the only one who looked...
I think it's an age thing. Like, I tend to put my hand up
because
that's the way we did it in school.
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, if you're standing,
all that matters.
Like, I mean,
when I played, a lot of guys, some guys put their hands over their heart, some guys just kind of crossed the. Yeah. So I had no issues. But look, everybody else, Howie, they all, and that's the only reason why it looks kind of strange.
But don't you think, Wiggs, if like halfway through he puts it over his heart, it looks funny?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you got to stick with what you started.
Yeah, and I don't mind that at all. But it's just because the people are all upset because. Everybody else on Fox, you know, Jay Glazer, they didn't give Michael the memo. Like, hey, we're going, you know how when you go out, hey, what are we doing here? We going hands over or hands crossed?
All right, we're going to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news, including Florida not like the rest of us. And a little bit of a rage incident when it comes to breathing on the food which is being prepared. And that caused sibling-on-sibling violence in, guess where? Florida. So that is coming up next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.